Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
All right, well, Dallas fashion takes center stage this weekend as designer Steven Godot brings his fourth annual exhibition, Maison de Godot. I hope I said that correctly. It's going to be at the Tower Club in downtown Dallas, and he's expecting hundreds of people to show up for his runway show. It is a full cultural experience celebrating creativity, collaboration, and community right here in North Texas. Joining us now is Steven Godot on KRLD. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
As I was mentioning just before we got into this interview, it's been really exciting to see your growth on social media. So many people come out to this event, and you've been telling us it's been growing year over year.
Yes, yes. Maison de Godot originally was supposed to be introducing Steven Godot to the Dallas city, the city of Dallas. You know, originally I wanted to just sit down and with a newscaster and just, you know, introduce and have like six models walk across the stage. But of course, you know, shout out to the Tower Club. Tower Club said, no, we want a fashion show. So what I wanted to do instead of doing a fashion show, I love to make Maison de Godot more of an experience versus a fashion show. Because anybody can say they can go to a fashion show. You know, it's just music and showing clothes. But I wanted the Maison de Godot to be an experience for, you know, the guests to attend. So what we do is we start off with an exhibit, and it shows like my couture, my pieces from over the years. So you get to admire and indulge in it. And then I show a collection of the Steven Godot brand, showing everything from, you know, the ready to wear to the apparel, to the couture, to the wedding, to the men's. So it's a whole collection. It's never a seasonal collection. It just shows all the timeless pieces that I do, you know, in my industry.
How does the Tower Club be the perfect venue for you?
Tower Club, it has the perfect view. You admire the city of Dallas. And I think, you know, just showing what the city of Dallas consists of. Like, if you're at the top of the Tower Club at the 48th floor, you see the whole city of Dallas. It's like, I'm quite sure you guys have seen the view. The view is amazing. And you just get to, you know, indulge in that view while admiring fashion.
We talk a lot about the growth of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex and how so many companies come here. And I don't think we often spotlight enough the culture of North Texas and how that is also growing at a very strong pace. For listeners who are not familiar with your brand, how would you describe your style and the type of experience they could have this weekend?
a lot of people ask me who is the Stephen Godot client and, or who is the Stephen Godot woman. And a lot of people didn't know I did men's as well, but I tell them that the Stephen Godot woman is, you're looking right at them. It's the Stephen Godot man. It's me. It's basically my lifestyle. And I love to, you know, let people know that the Stephen Godot brand is a lifestyle ready to wear. And I say that loosely. So lifestyle ready to wear. You know, every day is a runway. You walk out to the grocery store. I don't care if you're going to CVS. I don't care where you're going. Every day is a runway. And I think the Stephen Godot brand, it embodies the life of a, you know, of a successful, you know, an entrepreneur, the person who has the everyday life, you know, whether you wake up and you put on a yoga set, but then you can transition and, you know, throw a blazer on top of that. And then you can go out to dinner and let your hair down and still have, you know, cocktails. So it's really just a lifestyle. You get married in it. You die in it, you know, I'm sorry to say it, but yeah, you're dying.
What is it like coming up from the initial idea in your mind to seeing the final products at a show?
So how it works is, I don't call myself a fashion designer. I don't know if you guys know, I do call myself a fashion architect. A lot of times I don't even sketch my work. What I do is I get inspired by a lot of history. I get inspired by music. I get inspired. My parents are a big inspiration on my brand as well, because my dad was always a fashion forward person, but my mom was always a timeless classic chic. So I blend those two together, and that's what kind of makes the brand. But to answer your question, just say I'm at home and I just get inspired by, I don't know, Marie Antoinette. I get inspired by Marie Antoinette. I'll go to my dress form and I'll just start draping, and then I'll build a dress on the mannequin, and then you know, that brings my collection to life. So it never starts with a sketch. I never sketch out a collection, because I got sketch pads from well over 14 years ago, and I still hold on to those, because, you know, I design timeless. I don't design trend. I think, you know, if you buy a Stephen Godot dress today, 10 years from now, I want you to fall in love with it the same way you did the first day you bought it.
Absolutely. Yeah, you want that good buy for sure. We can't, you know, ignore that we are in the middle of Black History Month. And, you know, to be able to highlight a Black-owned brand and creative, why is it so important for you to build with that DNA into your exhibit?
Well, that has a lot to do with the story, Ray's. You know, coming from Shreveport, Louisiana, you didn't think that you can achieve the things that I have achieved, you know, today. You know, I've been in Vogue magazine, Cosmopolitan, and, you know, I dressed a number of celebrities and been on red carpets and so forth. But it's just really inspiring to let kids know, no matter where you come from, no matter who you are, no matter your skin complexion, you can do whatever you want to do. And being a Black man in the luxury space, I feel just inspired to and inspire other kids to, you know, achieve those dreams. Like, you can do this. You know what I mean?
You talk about inspiration. Who inspires you, or who inspired you, both present and past tense?
Mom and dad, of course. And I will say this, Tom Ford. And the reason why I say Tom Ford, because Tom Ford and I have the same story. Tom Ford wanted to write and direct horror films. I wanted to write and direct horror films growing up as a kid too. Like, my mom still has all my scripts that I wrote as a child. So I do a lot of my storytelling through my marketing and so forth, and also my clothes. So, you know, just Tom Ford is a big inspiration for me though. Yeah. In the fashion world.
Very cool.
You know, he's from Austin, Texas, right?
No, I didn't know that. That's amazing.
He's right out of Austin, Texas. Yes. Oh. And he brought Gucci. Yeah, he brought Gucci back to life when Gucci was suffering in 1991. And that's when I fell in love with fashion, when I saw him walk down the runway of Gucci.
Well, no doubt you are a history buff of fashion, and that is so exciting to see. You know, for any aspiring designers or entrepreneurs that are listening, what has been the biggest lesson that you've learned while building your brand?
The biggest is, when you don't think that you have a client, you create your client. Like, you know, I just said that I am Stephen Godot. I build the Stephen Godot brand around. So a lot of people think that, hey, nobody's going to buy this. You do have a market. You just have to create your own lane and your own market and stay true to your story. I think storytelling is the biggest thing in the brand. I think that's why people fall in love with the brand, because the story behind it.
You have this event coming up. Are you already planning the next one afterwards?
Yeah, as soon as immediately, because it's gotten so big. So immediately when it's done, we're jumping right to the table and say, hey, this is what we're doing next year. This plan to make it even bigger.
Wonderful. Anything else you want our listeners to know?
Just check me out at StephenGodot.com. You can follow me on Instagram at Stephen Godot. I really want to thank you guys for having me on, and I hope to see you there.
Awesome. I'm going to end the recording.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way... The clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.